Shamalai from Sweden's friends, this shiur should be a special schus for Maramarasi Shiyuch, Lidish Masmaras Esther Vasu Shmuel. The Gemara, in the Gittin, it says, Yisrael v'goy shibol v'dina v'teyachol v'zakoy v'dina Yisrael zakeu v'melokach dina v'dina goyim zakeu v'melokach dinichem. If a Jew and a goy come before you l'din, if you can be mezak of the Jew, v'dina Yisrael, then do so. And say to the Gentile, kach dineinu. And if you could be mezaka the Jew, b'dinei akum, b'dinei goyim, be mezaka the Jew, use the use American law to be mezaka the Jew. V'omer lo kach, v'omer lo kach dinchem, and then say, this is your law. Chambam writes at the end of the 10th parak of Malachim, v'yirli she'en lo'isim ken l'ger toshav. He passed him to do this for the goy, but not for the ger toshav. We've had many shiurim to talk about what exactly is the nature of the Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav, you judge bedinam, kedinam, kedina, agoyim. So it asks Agoyim Reb Shlomo Fishes at Sal, Mechitesi Nadin Oise B'dinayim V'lo D'inayim, why should we judge the Ger Toshav B'din Goyim and not B'din Yehudi? So Nahi, it's true that you shouldn't come Beis Dinim and always make sure that the Jew either wins midin our law or midin Goyish law. So if you can be Mzak of the Jew according to either law, do so. So you're not going to do that to the Ger Toshav, who is Makabel Shev Mitzvah Noach. He's a good guy. I'm not talking about a barbarian here, so you want to be fair. But what's the adifus, what's the preference of Dinayim? Why should you judge the Ger Toshav Dafka B'Dinayim below B'Dinayinu? Very fair. The Rambam should have said that the Olam, they always judge him B'Dinayinu. Even that shouldn't work. What do you mean, judge them and our judge? You should judge them in a law that works for both Jews and Goyim and Enkazadim. So what are you doing? What's the Rambam? What do you mean? Says Reb Shlomo as follows: the Rambam at the end of the ninth paragraph of Malachim writes, "V'ketim tzum hem al adinim, chem lahoshet dianim shot mechol plach uplach don mishes mitzaylo." So how are Goyim Mitzuvah on court system? They have to establish judges in every city to judge these six mitzvahs. But Kesef Mishnah writes, "Aval Rambam Perush Torah Parashat Yishlach Kasav Shadinim Shemanu Bnei Noach B'Shev Mitzvah Shalom Ein Elohoshiv Danim Bilvad." Kesef Mishnah says the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says the mitzvah of dinim is to appoint judges in every county to judge their six mitzvahs. The Ramban says it's not just to appoint judges, aval tziva oisam, because they were commanded. Dine Gneva Vilinoa Bhayotsubem Kinyan Adinim Shanitstavi Yisrael. So they also have not only to have courts, but they also have din of fraud, and they have a din of misleading people in business and different types of dishonesty. So it's not just the mitzvah of dinim of Bnei Noach is not just to establish courts, but it's also the specific laws, Kinyan, just like of Cook is Medaik, Ki'inyan, similar, but not exactly, similar to the Dinim Shenetzdavu Yisrael. Ve'yein sham b'lecha mishna, demi pashtu d'shmu, demi shmaitza mashma, da adinim uke ha-ramban, ikir adinim, lo rak ha-shabas ha-dayanim. So the lecha mishna says, pashtu s'sugya is like the ramban, that it's not dayanim, it's dinim. So the Achronim already answer that Avada, the Rambam, agrees that Dinim includes the Dinim themselves and not just Dayanim. Just the Rambam doesn't hold like the Ramban that Bnei Noach were commanded to have Dinim, Ki'inyin ha-Dinim shenitztavu Yisrael, like the Ramban says. No. Ela shenitztavu lachuk la'atzmam chukim al pi ha-seichel v'ha-yosher ha-enoishi. They have to make their own law system. They have to write their own constitution. That's what the Rambam holds. That's the difference of opinion between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Raman, the Tshuvis, Simen Yud, says it's dependent on Mechlokes Amoraim. The Raman, the Tshuvis, so he says, Tolam Mechlokes Amoraim, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you learn Dinam, Xer Shabbat, by Yitzav, that it says by Avram Avinu, that he also says a lashon thereof, Ki Yedati Vashay Yitzav, is one of his Beis Ayacharov, also a son of Tzav. So that's learned from according to Rabbi Yechanan, we learned from Avram Avinu. So that's lachuk la'atzman nimusim. That's far matan Torah, pre matan Torah. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the mitzvah of dinim is from Vayitzav, means they should make their own laws and make their own constitution. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we learn from the word Elohim, learned from Parashas Mishpatim. Also talking about judges, Jewish judges. So again, that's a pasuk I didn't say before, but it's a pasuk of Adam Arishon that Hashem commanded Adam Arishon. It says the lashon of Vayitzav. It says Elohim. So the Rabbi Yitzchak learns the word Elokim, and this Gzeir Shavah to the Elokim that it says by Parshas Mishpatim, by judges, by Jewish judges. So that's talking about after Matan Torah. That means they have to have Mishpatei Torah. That's the Ramah, that this Machlekes, Rambam Ramban, as the Achronim understand it, is Taka Machlekes Amaroim. Chasim Sofer, Chelik Vov, Sim Yodal, there's a lot of quote, a lot of sources. These are different opinions. According to the Chasam Sofer, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah to make laws is not in the mitzvah of dinim; it's in the mitzvah of gezel. In other words, in gezel, the goyim have to sit down and figure out what constitutes gezel. Price gouging gezel. What's gezel? Hakopanim muskamu de la Rambam chayovim bnei noach lochuk laatzmem nimusim. It's a muskam. It's agreed that according to the Rambam, the Goyim have to make for themselves, Ben Noach have to make for themselves new rules. And so writes the Chazon Ish, Bepshitus, Bavakam is Simen Yud, Siv Katan Aleph, Nimitzetetet Leshono, Vigeir Toishav, Chayovim, Lechoikek, Chukim, Kedei Lekayim, Mitzvahs Dinim, Shi Achas Mizayin Mitzvahs. And Vigeir Toishav have to make laws in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Dinim. You have to have dinim. In order to do dinim, you have to have dinim. So they have to do that in order to be mekayim their sheva mitzvah. So now, gam li Yisrael, even though we were given mishpatei Torah, sometimes we also are judged al pi ha-yosher ha-medini. Sometimes we're also judged based on non-Torah considerations, meaning non-Torah laws, not non-Torah considerations. Consideration of the Torah is that you should use non-Torah law at certain times. And this is a famous Drosh is Haran, and Drosh Yud Aleph, quoted so often, says the Ran, Shekmoy she'achukim she'en la mavoi klal b'tikon ha-seir ha-medini, ve'im siva atzim skloi ve'lofu la'lochu la'shef eloki, ke'en mishpatei ha-toyre yesh la mavoi gadol. Ve'afshu she'em ha-yuponim yoseo l'inyan asher yoseo nizgav v'mayla, ma she'em ha-yuponim l'sakin kibutzenim, ke ha-tikon hu ha-melech asher na'amid olav li'ash la'minyanu. We have Jewish law, and that's what the shoftim, the judges, have to do. The Jewish judges, Eretz Yisrael, they wear fracks, the long black jackets. So the people with the fracks are judging Torah law with the long beards and who know Yiddish. So they're judging Torah law. And the melech has to judge for tikkun seder hamedini. Sometimes it needs hashlama. In other words, God gives laws that are good for us as individuals. God gives us laws that make us spiritual. But in order to make sure that society runs, functions properly, we also need sometimes the king to come in there and make laws for society's benefit. Today we have a traffic laws. Where do you find traffic laws in the Torah? What's the speed limit al pi Torah? So you need the king to come in sometimes and establish the king, the governor, the legislators, the Congress, the Senate. You need them to make various laws. L'tzarech hashah. So that's the dual roles. You have the melech and you have the shoftim. The melech is non-mishpatei Torah, and the shoftim, the denim, are mishpatei Torah. And v'kasha lo yeh melech b'Yisrael, when the Jewish people, talking about the Jewish people, so we have the Jewish king making the melech king laws and the shoftim making the Jewish, deciding Jewish law. We don't have a king, then the shofet has both kochos. The koch of the shofet and the koch of the melech. As mevu'al midvrei Aran, sheyishnam liYisrael shtei chukot mishpat. Achat chukat mishpatei Torah, shemiyuchedet letachlit kedushat Yisrael, v'ashniya chukat mishpatei hayosher hamedini kishar haumot, v'hu mishpat hamelech. So you have the Jewish and you have the non-Jewish. The Jewish and the non-Jewish. And the non-Jewish is also important. The non-Torahic law is also important as a hashlama for Torah law. The Rambam, in the ninth parak of Filchas Malacha, Malacha Dalet, writes, B'nei Noach, Shaharag Nefesh, Afilu Uber, B'mei Imo, Nera, Galabchim, Barak Trefa, The Rambam says, Malachim 9:4, that a ben Noach who killed even a fetus, so too if he killed a treifa, or shakafsa v'nasna l'fne'ari, or somebody's going to die anyway, he's sick, or he tied him up in front of a lion, and the lion had this person for breakfast, Rachmana Litzlan. Or he left him to be hungry till he died. So all these cases of Ben Noach is killed. B'chenim hayor harag roidef, he killed a roidef that he could have saved, b'echad me'var v'ner agalav. M'shen ken Yisrael. Perek beiz milchatz v'tzeach halacha dalid. V'chol eilu arat schonim, it's interesting. The Rambam compares Din Melech to Din Ben Noach. The Jewish king can kill them. So, by Ben Noach, a Jew we don't kill for Uber B'me'imo, for a fetus, for abortion, for killing a treifa, for tying him up in front of a lion. But a Jewish king has that option. And a Jewish king can follow the Din Ben Noach. You see another case where a king is like a Ben Noach. Rambam, Perek Yud, Milchas Malacha, Malacha Hei, Shekol Mises B'nei Noach B'Sayif. That all Mises B'nei Noach are with a sword. And in Perek Gimel, Malach Ches, Rambam says that a king kills with a sword. Kol Mises and Melech are with a sword. So you see that we see a zazach that the king follows the mishpat of Ben Noach. Ve'ein od bor sameach, the perek gimel me'elchot melachim alecha yud, the hoyel ben Noach ne'erag al pi yed echod. וכן גם גואל אדם, אם הורג לרוצח בית אחד, אי נרג אולף. וכן מלך ישראל, יש לו רשוס להורג. ודווקא לדין בדין יסנהדרין, בחוקים תורניים, ובו ישני עדים, אבל בגואל אדם, Melech Yisrael, the Rishus Nitan, the Hambutigun Amedina, Dinam Kamosh, Nitna Torah, Animusis, the Vnei Nayach. Since Ben Noach is Nerag al Piyed Echad, Goal Adam, if he kills the Rotzeach al Piyed Echad, isn't Nerag al. And also Melech Yisrael has a Rishus to kill this Rotzeach Beid Echad. Because Dafka Lodim, Medina Sanhedrin, we need two Aidim. But a Goal Adam and a Melech Yisrael, the Tikkun HaMedina, says the Rosameach, he can kill him. Just like we have this Torah Nimusik. Nomus means law. We have these modern Hebrew Nimus, is manners. So our manners. So the king can judge Al-Pi Torah's B'nai Noach, Al-Pi Nimusei B'nai Noach. Is me'ata rei mevoa rei tev divrei Rambam. She Yisrael v'gir toshav. Shebo lo din danem oisim b'dineim. She rei din zeh shu Al-Pi ha-yosher anoshi. משותף הוא לישראל ולאומות העולם. מה שאין כן הדין המיוחד לישראל לא שייך לדון על פיו בין ישראל וגר תושב. זאת אומרת, now we understand the Rambam. When a Jew and a Ger Toshav come לדון, we judge בדיניהם. Because what's דיניהם? דיניהם is על פי היושר האנושי, based on human, a human sense of morals, human sense of values, a human sense of ethics. So that's B'nai Noach, and that is Mishutaf. It is common for both of us. Why? Because Goyim have their, that's what their laws are, that's what the American Constitution is. It's a Yosher HaNoshi. And Jews follow that at times. So in the Mele, it's Mishutaf, it's common for a Jew and a Goy. So if a Jew comes to Din against a Ger Toshav, we're going to judge based on the non-Jewish law because that's a Yosher Anoshi, which is sometimes employed for a Jew as well. So this is a din that's common to both. I mean, that's the beginning. What's pshat? How can you judge lefi dinam? Judge lefi dinam, or better, judge lefi din that's for both of us, which doesn't exist. So what are we going to do? The answer is no. But the Yosher Anoshi, the non-Jewish law, that's for both of us. So therefore, if a Jew and a Gentile and a Ger Toshav come to court, you judge, I'll come to the base, and you judge al pi seichel anoshi, al pi Yosher Anoshi, which is non-Jewish law. And that's Pshat in the Rambam, B'siyata Dishmaya. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, according to the way the Rambam understands it. If Parashas Mishpatim is given to the Jewish people, B'tayras dinim, kamo l'bnei noyach. Oh, b'tayras kedushas en elyona. It's parashas mishpatim given to the Jewish people as laws, like for b'nei noyach, because we're so holy. According to Rav Yitzchak, and the Rabban learns like him, this parashah was also given to b'nei noyach. And that's the mitzvahs dinim of the Zion mitzvahs. That's why we said Rav Yitzchak holds that, learns from the word Elohim, that's Goyim Ar Mitzvah Ladim B'Mishpatei Torah. This parish was also given to B'nai Noach. Rav Rabbi Yechanan, that's how the Rambam learned the Ran, the Dinim, Shebizayin Mitzvahs, law is based on human sense of rectitude, of correctness, of morals, of legal bearing. So these Zion mitzvahs are human, nimus hanoshi, not from the Torah. And the Mele Parashas Mishpatim is miyuchad liYisrael. Dafka, because of our Kedushas and Elyona, because of our special holiness. Okay, so B'siyata Dishmaya, we have a Pshat in the Rambam, which is an incredible Schus and Simcha. And Mitz Hashem, and Nachman Namshich Lerot Neflot and Torat Hashem. You know, that ever since Rav Shisha was Nifter, his Mamasha gives a person a tremendous Cheshek to learn his Torah. His Torah is amazing. His Talmud, Rosh Hashiva Vitri, the great Gaon, Rav Ozer said, he's masped Rav Shlaima, that Mishal Alamad Beis Yishai, Chidushay Beis Yishai, Alamad Miyamav, he never properly learned, because Rav Shlaima's Chidushim are so incredible. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we're Zocha. I hope we continue to be Zocha. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.